What's good, Buzz family? Welcome to the Marriage Bootcamp After Show. We're covering season 14, episode 4, hashtag drama. It gets hot in the kitchen and in the press. And are we playing musical chairs or musical matchmaker? Stick around to find out. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
As hard as it get, I do not throw powder. I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt.
I like this.
Hey, this is how you drop this in
person. King Cole is back. Okay. And he's saying, he ain't going nowhere.
I can bump this on the workout playlist.
That was a really sick ever. That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. I love J. Cole. He's like one of the really rappers. Just put the
rolly right there on my wrist. All right. That's lit. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the Marriage Bootcamp After Show. There's a lot to talk about today. First of all, the media do not play. The couple switched it up, and you know, it's never too late to learn. We also have our special segment, Counselor's Corner. We have shout-outs, news and gossip, and predictions. But before all of that, allow us to introduce ourselves, starting to my left.
I'm back.
Hey.
It is me, Jayla Rocks. How are you doing? Are you jealous? Because I'm jealous.
The queen is back.
She's back, okay.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
We missed you too.
Oh, yes.
Thanks. It feels like forever.
Well, now we're here.
Yes. Well, hey guys, it's me. I can't go after that. I mean, she's back. I'm just kidding. No, hey.
Yes, you can.
Hey guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. We're happy to be a full panel again.
Hey, we're back in the game.
Company.
Yes.
Back in the game. And my name is Byron K. I'm one of your hosts. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about. But first, I just want to open up the floor. What'd you think about the episodes here?
Woo. This episode kind of made the couples uncomfortable, but made me uncomfortable too. It kind of put us all in a different position this episode.
They shifted some things with this episode.
Okay, well, I had to write this down because this is like what Marriage Bootcamp is all about. When you get the drills, you get the real. And I feel like that's what Lumo said at the beginning. So as the episode progressed, we really got real.
We got real feelings,
and I think like that's how I feel about it.
I think just this community, like this community of like artists and rappers that they got together, they're very like emotional.
Yeah.
Like, and when they let it out, it gets real, and I really like that. Like, it opened up with some realness. And first of all, I just want to say that these producers ain't right. Like, these challenges they be making these couples do, it's like they really be going after these folks, man.
But they be on point with it, though.
They do.
They be going, but it be what we need.
Sometimes I watch the challenge, and I'm like, how is this going to really help the couples? I feel like that's just going to tear them apart. But then at the end, somehow it ends up helping them.
Always show
them. I don't think it helps everybody.
It don't.
I think it helps maybe one or two people, and then I feel like everybody else misses the mark.
It doesn't help the people who don't want to be helped.
There we go.
Half the people that are there.
Yeah, it's only five people, so yeah, two out of five, that's half.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, sometimes I got to tear you down to bring you up, which is what they did in the first challenge. It was basically media press day, and all the couples had to sit down and basically have their whole lives retold to them. And for some of them, it hurt. And for some of them, it was like they didn't care. How'd you feel about that challenge?
Oh, well, some people handled it very well. Let's just start there. Of course, Tammy and Walker took it there for us. You know, they gave us the raw we needed to see. And I felt like, although, because I know the challenge, they probably didn't want them to be snappy, but I feel like Tammy and Walker let them know, let's not play.
Yeah.
We're not to be played with, okay? So we can keep it cute other time, but we're going to keep it, G today. They showed us that.
They treated them. They treated them like they was the real media. And it's cool because the real media was there. Bossip.com was there, first off.
There was real media.
So they was asking nice real plug. Questions.
And they were asking some real raw questions. So, no, it was very real. Because I thought it was going to be fake, too.
Now, if there was a winner for this, like to pick a winner of this challenge or whatever, I would definitely say it would be Waka Flocka.
Really?
The press challenge?
Absolutely.
Okay, tell us this.
Seeing him be able to defend
Tammy.
Okay,
and he does always do that too.
When it got tough, no one else on the panel ever did that for each
other. They just spoke for each other.
They spoke for themselves.
Yeah.
So that was what the challenge was about. To see how you can defend somebody when it gets too tough.
Jayla always thinking deep.
I'll just go ahead.
Because he always think, I love it, but
everybody misses the mark when they do it, because they do it just off of, because we're celebrities, this is supposed to be a gag. But no, this is supposed to be something that a mental challenge, and everybody misses the mark because
that is
there
a challenge at the end of the day.
To have fun.
Yeah, it's
and
a challenge.
Just piggybacking off of what you said, I'll take it even further and say Waka is my favorite person in the house on
after
the cast
today,
right now.
He proved that.
Like he's a solid dude. He's a solid dude, period.
Yeah.
But I also like how you said if it was a challenge and there was a winner or loser. So my winner would actually be Jessica because she gave like the best answer when she said that I strip so my kid won't have to strip. And after that, they ain't have no more questions.
And I was going to say, I think they handled it overall very well, too. It wasn't like they said what they had to say, but they didn't have to go off on you to say it. Mm-hmm. You felt it.
Yeah.
With her being calm. So I think I would have to go with them, too. But like I said, Waka did stand up, and that's what we need to see more of.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Who would you say is the loser in the challenge?
I would have to say Soldier Man, Dre Macko.
Yeah, I got to go with Soldier.
Only because he never defended Nia.
They blasted the tweets. He didn't even speak up.
He didn't apologize, even though he said he did apologize. We never got a formal apology. If there's supposed to be the press. You know,
the thing I don't like about it,
instead of him saying, yeah, I changed, his answer was, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Boom. That right there is what I don't like about it. Because he's saying like, oh, I don't care about them tweets. Those are 2 years. But it's like, she cares about those tweets.
And you don't care about them because it wasn't done to you.
Exactly.
And he's trying to brush it under the rug, but she still heard about it. You can't erase that hurt, like they say.
Right.
That's one thing men will try to do is we will like hurt you and then tell you to get over it, which I don't agree with. And he's like a textbook example of that. Like he'll hurt the girl and then tell her to get over it.
But on social media.
Preach.
Big Draco.
Ain't no Big Draco.
He's Big Draco
all
day.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't get that pass to put me out there like that.
Exactly. And like they said, just because it was 2 years ago, just because it might be deleted now, we still all saw it. As you see, they put up the screenshots of it. So it's never going to be gone. It's never going to be deleted. And even if it was, she still has to remember that every day, regardless. Yeah. So you have to do more than just, that was 2 years ago.
Maybe you could say that if they both moved past it, but you can obviously tell that she hasn't moved past it. So
I don't think she ever moved past it, at least until he...
Well,
change.
She admitted that, so.
Or she just needs to get up through. She don't need that in her life.
True, or just leave, period.
Just leave.
Boss up.
There's a few women there that need to just leave.
True. Ladies, we can only do so much, okay?
Ladies, leave your man at home.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of grown.
But I do have to say this. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, you guys. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help.
Yes.
Tell them why.
Okay, so of course, you subscribing to our channel makes our YouTube grow as well and our fan base. And of course, please, like always, give us those 5 stars on iTunes. And we're also on Spotify as well. So please go check us out there and leave your comments to let you know what you think about the show and us as your lovely host. And of course, we love you guys. So please keep them coming and helping AfterBuzz continue to be great.
Hey, we love y'all. Please leave us 5 stars. Leave a like on our YouTube video and leave us comments. We read them out loud. We're going to get to some later as well. One more thing I want to touch on about that, though, is the media. They really tried to tear Carl down with the K from the beginning. Like the first thing they said to this man, they went after his testosterone. They said, how does it feel being called Lil Mo's husband?
I knew that was going to happen.
He wasn't shook.
He was shooketh.
He wasn't shook.
He was shooketh. He had his head down like this the whole time.
The whole time.
Exactly. That's what I said. We knew that was going to happen because that's the only thing
that
is
the problem.
That the
producers can use against him.
Yeah, that's the only issue. So I wasn't surprised, but I mean, like he said, I'm a boxer. We do this all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So
he knew how. He just avoided the questions he didn't like. But,
and I think it's uncomfortable, though, because no man wants to feel like they're less than their wife. Mm. So although he does handle it well, I know deep down it still does bother him.
Right.
But he just let it ride. You know, he's just very like, okay, I'm just let it be what it is.
Well, eventually they did get a chance to switch it up. They went on to their next challenge, which is, I would call it musical chairs, but it was more so like musical couples or whatever. They was with other people.
It was a swingers party.
That's why I said it got a bit much.
And then they got to switch it up. So you got to see Carl take on a different role in
the
everything.
Bass swap.
And that's what I'm saying. You can see for him, it was like a breath of fresh air. Because deep down inside, we know he feels that way. He just doesn't show it for the sake of just being, you know, bowing down kind of way to his wife.
Yeah.
So to see him actually show up, be like, whew, okay, we know that's the real.
The only thing about that being a breath of fresh air is it's always going to be a breath of fresh air with a new person because when you think about it, when they first got together, that was a breath of fresh air. So they was nice to each other at first, but once they got into that deep relationship,
that's
when
the turmoil begins.
Exactly.
Dun, but dun, dun. I feel like it's an excellent challenge to like understand what they need in a relationship and like what they need in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. True. That I think that'll help them make their decision at the end.
They all found some joy in that opposite person.
Oh, they all did.
But it was without the sexual relationship or mm-hmm. the, you know, they still found that partnership.
Who really found the joy was Waka and Tiffany.
Yeah.
They thrived the most.
He was just humoring her. Cap.
I mean, well, of course. Yeah. So he better be Cap.
He knows that Tiffany's a little off. Yeah.
Of course, so that's why he did that.
Right. So that's pity.
It kind of was.
It was.
And
that's why Tammy was laughing
the whole time.
Face.
I was gonna say that.
Oh, of course.
I love how Tammy was so cool about it. She's like, you can borrow him whenever you want.
Because she said it though. She was like, I know what Tiffany goes through. She said, so of course they
borrow
they
him again, girl.
Because she wants her to feel that, and she's not. So they were just helping the sister out. I think they were helping her.
We don't know Tiffany, but it does. From what we've seen on the show, it comes across as if she can just settle for anything that'll just. Pay attention to Tiffany.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
Because
when Walker was doing that, you can see she was falling to her knees. Like, yeah. I ain't never. But she was like, I never had this before. So that's why she's going to fall because she's never had it.
So Tiffany's going to be that girl you take to Olive Garden and give her all you can eat pasta. And she's going to be like, this is nice.
Simple, is best. That's a good way to be. Simple.
Hey. So,
at least you know what she wants to eat. How many times?
But I know what I want to eat, but I just go, this, that's all I want. For the audio listeners, I just point to the menu.
Mm-hmm. But do you know where you want to eat? If a guy takes you on a date, do you know where you want to eat?
Yeah, we can go get tacos up the street.
Look, honey, okay. I'm about to get that.
Will you say that or will you say it don't matter? Oh, wherever you want
to
go.
I used to say it don't matter.
Now, so it don't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, I say we can go get tacos up the street.
Okay.
She's growing.
Elevating.
But no, I do think Tiffany, like, I know she was having fun and she was showing it, but she was being extra too. She wanted to take them digs at Fizz and everything.
Yeah, and that was being malicious, and that wasn't what the challenge was about. Like mm-hmm. I said, missing
she
the mark.
Into she fed
too
much.
Missed the mark.
She bitter. No, once you bitter, it's too late. Like, everything they do is going to
really
make you mad.
Registering what Marriage Bootcamp is for. And she's going to make Drew with an X jealous.
Make it worse.
She's like Aubrey last season. It's correct. Like, I'm here to show you how bad you are.
Correct.
And she's trying to prove a point, but it's not going to work.
It's called jealous.
He's disengaged. He does not care. He be rolling over in his sleep.
And I think that's why I'm so surprised, because Tiffany knows, we all know actually, that he doesn't care. So my thing is, I wouldn't even feel like I would take a jab at him because he don't care. Whether you take a jab, he don't care. Whether you do, he don't care. Like, let him be.
I think for the rest of the time they're there, she just needs to disengage too and just like roll over to her side of the bed, wake up, do the challenges, give him the fake hey, smile, whatever. And I think that's going to affect me more than her trying to.
Well, that's why she got her own separate bed. She got the twin over there. She can go.
And I always say two wrongs don't make a right. But honestly, in this situation, I feel like it's time for her to act. Do him like he do you. Keep it straight like that. Don't show no extra affectionate. Don't beg for the affectionate. Treat him like he treats you and then see. If not, then you know what's up. But she been knew what's up. So.
For Tiffany, I hope, like, since you did this experience, changing your perspective in life, that was the whole, like, meaning of what the episode is about.
Yeah.
Getting your ass off of social media, stopping reading a book and reflecting on your life. You know what I'm saying?
Her and Soulja Boy both need to get off social media.
I mean, if you unbridge that gap, you'll live a lot longer rather than trying to compete with the next person or the next person. And then that leads, like I said, leads to depression or it leads to, like, you know, self-hate.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh. Hold on. So we have people in the comments right now. I'm sorry, guys. So they actually want us, the counselors, to get into Soulja Boy and tell him to stop disrespecting Nia.
Boom.
But of course, we've been,
It's funny because I was literally going to say that next. I was going to mention how Nia,
that was from Tia Wessels. Thank you, Tia.
Shout out to you because you read my mind. So I was going to say, like, remember when Nia said that she can't be honest without Soulja Boy, without him either walking out or being disrespectful? That right there means that you don't need to be with Soulja Boy. Right
exactly,
there. If you can't, if you're in a relationship and you can't be fully honest without fear of anything, like, it doesn't matter if it's fear of him being disrespectful, fear of him walking out, or fear of him, like, not answering, whatever. If you have any type of fear being honest in a relationship, I don't think that's the one.
And notice they both said, I was comfortable with him. How am I not comfortable with my own partner? So that, like you said, it's a red flag. I should be comfortable with you in anything I do. And
I'm walking on pins and needles.
Yeah, and I feel like Nia's kind of guarded. She has put up that wall because she's tired of giving love just to you to disrespect me, do this all other things. So,
But it only take me one time.
Hey, yeah. But everybody, you know.
It only take me one time.
The thing Soulja Boy is showing, though, is that he's disrespectful, period. Like, first off, he said that her stuff was whack. He said it wasn't that good and it stank. He said she was yeasty. He said she was yeasty.
He's still there. So he's just he's just trying to hurt someone.
And for me, that's right. Like, if it don't smell fresh, and I'm kind of out of there, too. So it must be capped.
Okay, you didn't have to rehash it.
No, I'm saying, no. Embarrassing
her all over.
Exactly.
I'm on her side. I'm saying it must be capped.
Yeah, I'm not in this one.
All right, well, Nia.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
We got one more from Lawrence. Falk the second?
Shout out to Lawrence.
Yeah, so okay. He said, I mean, Soulja Boy's still in the game with Nia, so I feel like he's committed because he's been with her for so long.
He is not committed. Check his Instagram right now. Yeah, he is not committed.
I wouldn't say committed, but I see where you're going.
He just needs somewhere to plug in the PlayStation.
Wow. Or the Nintendo. I mean, wait, what's the name of his system? The Soulja Boy console.
Listen.
He's going to plug in that Soulja Boy console instead.
He just needs somewhere to plug the PlayStation, because when he takes the PlayStation, that means he gone. If he just leave and it's still there, he's
If he
take
the system and go home, he's
gone.
He's gone.
Boys love that game more than they love their women. I'm just be real.
Well, maybe if Soulja Boy leave, then maybe she got Drew, because Drew ain't interested in Tiffany, so maybe they can do like the mix
Chris
and match.
Cross. Well, he got B2K to come up, so he got to go on the road.
I'm going to be real, though. They seem like they would vibe.
They do.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
They do.
They seem like they will vibe. What y'all think? Do y'all think Nia and Drew? Nia and Lil Fizz will vibe. Let us know what y'all
think. Who do y'all
think
is better?
In the comments.
Let us know what y'all think.
Nia and Soulja Boy or Nia and Drew, aka Lil Fizz. Let us know which one you think is better.
Yes.
Let us know.
Please let us know.
But I really liked Jessica and Sean, especially like after the challenge when they all had to like send out the tweet and everything. So, you know, the whole thing was like, he's like, she's not classy enough, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So at the end, he actually sent out a tweet or something on Instagram saying that she's actually more classy. Like, I found out my girl is more classy than me. So that was like a big moment. And to me, if there was a winner to that challenge, he would be the winner just based off of that.
I agree.
And she cried. You can tell, because she was, imagine all you've been told by your partner, you're not something that you know you are.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to fight them to see that, and they're still not seeing that.
Or
so,
know that you aren't.
Exactly.
He keeps thinking that she's trashy and ghetto.
Exactly.
And he's like,
and you know, and that beats her up. So to see her cry and show that emotion, like finally somebody else sees it, not just me. And I'm thankful that the judge opened that up for them because they really needed that. So
shout out to Tammy Rivera for opening up that door for him.
And the judge for pointing and calling him out on it.
I
love that.
And Tammy's a real one. Tammy, I've realized that she's just a boss.
Like, that's what Leos are.
If you with Tammy, you just gonna listen to whatever she say. It don't matter if you waka or not. Like, you just gonna listen. Yeah. That's kind of what she did.
I'm scared
with
to
the
cross
challenge.
Her. So
I love Tammy. That's all.
She be litty. She be litty. But you know who else? Who was actually like low key this whole episode until the end was Lil Mo. Because I wrote in my notes that Lil Mo was just chilling the whole time. And I think it's funny how she was joking about, like, oh, I don't see Soulja Boy as my date. He's like a little whatever. What's she calling him? Like a little cousin?
Little brother.
Like
Yeah.
I felt like they was on a field trip and she was a chaperone.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
She said going to the club.
That's what I felt like.
Yeah, getting invited to the club.
But no, the whole time she seemed so cool. And she even gave Soulja Boy like the counselor said, like, she gave him
firm directions,
and he listened, which is something that I guess him and Nia can't really get. But at the end, we actually see Lil Mo break down, because she's saying like how she really feels about her situation with Carl,
and that was actually surprising for me. I didn't think she felt like that. And
because she always has that brick wall up, so she wants him to be there but be on the other side of the wall.
So
with that being said, we get that's what you want, but are you even allowing it?
She's learning.
I think
that's what she's learning right now, is how to allow it. I think they're kind of breaking down her walls.
But yeah, it has to be brick after brick.
Yeah.
Because she's been through a lot.
And she got a lot of bricks there.
Yeah. So I think with that, I think for me in that moment, she was saying that, but I also feel like she has a part to play in that as well. Because I feel like Carl's the type of dude that will give her that. And and he was saying, I'm confused with what she's talking about that. I do these things. But so, Lil Mo, I think you have to do a little bit more too in it, because you kind of, your guard is kind of tight, sis.
Lil Mo.
Yeah, now we need you, Lil Mo.
Need to do a Lil Mo.
Lil Mo for Carl now.
Man, was there anything else that stood out to y'all about this episode?
The food.
What were they eating?
Right? All I seen was an empty bowl of crab legs.
They had strawberries and stuff.
Strawberry and burnt brownies.
Yeah, burnt brownies.
I just have to say, I'm glad you asked. Actually, what stood out to me was little Drew. It kind of bothered me in a way, and men do this all the time. Oh. You want to act like you don't want your girl, do all this and that there, but when you see somebody else doing it right, you want to throw jabs or act salty or just say, I didn't like, because the whole time, even though we all know they were being extra, he just kept, you know, talking little jabs at Walker and Tiffany. But it's like, dude, let it be. Let her live in this moment. You're not doing it.
I thought he was letting it be to the best of his ability.
He was letting it be, but he was still throwing little jabs. That it was like, you can't blame her for feeling like this, though, bro.
I think he was just, he just knew what he was going to get. Like, you already heard him saying, like, oh, she's going to be comparing all night. I think he was just mentally preparing himself for all of this BS that he had to deal with. Like, here it comes. So he was just kind of calling it as it
went. Feeding off of it, basically.
Because even when they was in, like, the interview room or the confessional or whatever, and they was like, Tiffany, how'd you enjoy that date? How'd you feel about your date with Walker or whatever? And he's like, oh, she loved it. And he's speaking for her. And she's like, see, why are you doing that? Why are you throwing jabs? But then she's like, man, I loved it. It was nice having a guy that did this. So he was basically confirming what she was already saying. She just didn't like it coming from him. I think, she's just bitter. That's just her being bitter right there.
I mean, of course she's bitter too, but like I said, he knows how to get her, like, he knows how to poke her jabs, like, I mean, poke her buttons.
The way he pokes her is by not doing nothing, really. I'm not saying he doesn't do anything, period, but I'm saying he doesn't give her the attention she wants, and that's how he pushes her buttons. So it's not even like he's actively going after her, he's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the draining part about it.
Yeah.
Drain those batteries quick.
She needs to find a new charger, man, a new place to plug in.
Oh, wait, well... I got some tea for that.
Go ahead. Let us know.
She actually has found. So, well, cool. I'm not sure yet, but it's a rumor out there.
Wait, so is this true tea or is this like unsweet tea?
Well, it's a little bit. It's an Arnold Palmer. It got sweet tea and lemonade in it.
Okay. Okay.
So, but apparently she is pregnant.
Who?
Tiffany. But we don't know.
By who?
But we don't know the dad.
That quick?
Is. So, I'm just saying that to say, though, but we knew they were going to be split anyways, but that she has been doing her own thing, so.
All right.
We'll confirm that next time. Yeah, I'll confirm that next time, but I mean.
That's going to be your homework, to study her.
Noted.
All right, so we're going to confirm Tiffany's pregnancy hopefully next week.
We'll see.
And if y'all know something before I can come do my homework, let us know.
Let us know in the comments, man. Yeah. That's what they're for. And with that said, let's go straight into our special segment. We like to call it Counselor's Corner. We're going to go around the room and we're going to name the bit of advice that we got from either one of the counselors, the doctors, or one of the cast members. Let's start with you, Jayla.
I will go first. Absolutely. So let's say this. The year is 2019, correct? You can't erase feelings. So be nice to one another. Cherish the moments that you're in. Because it's like, it's nice to be important, but it's way more important to be nice.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Bars.
So
she always got the bars.
So let's be kind to one another and let's treat each other with respect and you'll live longer.
Mm, respect. I feel like you got that one from the Bible.
I am the Bible. I'm just kidding.
Oh, we got some respect. Okay, I got some more respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. I think respecting your partner's feelings. So just because you don't feel like they should feel that way doesn't mean their feelings are not valid.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of problems with all the couples. You know, she's not wrong feeling how he feels. He's not wrong feeling how he feels. So just accept it. Listen to it. Even if you don't agree, just listen. Because imagine especially feeling to someone and they shut you down. They make you feel unimportant. So just listening and just accepting it and just saying, okay, I'll try to fix it. If not, we can just come to a common medium to, I don't know. But I think they all need to work on that.
And don't be so quick to defend yourself. Or when they're telling you how they feel, don't try to already think of your response. Because that's what'll mess you up, too, is not listening and already thinking reactively.
Ahead. And we saw that. You saw when they paired the couple swatch, we saw that they were getting something that they weren't getting from the other person in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I hope that opened their eyes to see, like, dang, I need to start doing this with my girl now or my man now, you know? So I really did like this challenge.
I think this challenge made them appreciate their own more.
And even Tammy said, she was like, wow, I'm taking all this for granted. I have a husband that girls literally, as we see, would love to have. So it definitely opened up Tammy's eyes.
Yeah, and part of that is she's just so used to it because he, like she said, like he always does it. So it's
she's just used to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But now she's going to appreciate it more now.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So yeah.
So the advice I got was actually from Dr. V. And she was talking to all the couples. She said, if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you need. And I spoke to my whole soul. You got to find yourself before you try to find somebody else to give you what you need, what you don't have, or whatever. Oh, yeah, the preacher's in the house. The preacher's in the house. But let's move over to these shout-outs, y'all, because we got a couple comments last week. these fan shout outs. All right, so this one I'm assuming is for you, Sierra. It is from it's from Ace Ace.
Ace Ace Ace.
He said she beautiful and then asked for the IG.
Did you even follow me?
Look at that love.
What's your IG? What's the IG?
It's probably Ace Ace. What's your, who knows?
No, I'm saying what's the IG?
Instagram. Are you asking?
Follow her.
I know that now.
She's going to sign up in the comments.
Was.
Go follow her.
I think I actually did coming back, though. If this was from, I actually did.
Oh, well, bang, bang. Go
what
follow
if Ace,
her.
Ace is like real cute. He bald might be. Yeah, he's 6'2".
Well, he didn't follow me yet, so. No, but thank you, though.
Maybe he did follow her. Ace, if you follow her, just send her a DM real quick and let her know that you follow her. Real talk.
Yeah, just let me know that you follow me, okay?
Yeah, man. And then next, we're going to go into our news and gossip segment.
What you know?
I like that type right
there. What you know?
Man. So as you guys know, the B2K Millennium Tour is hot and heavy, and it is now making its way to Miami, Florida in May. So if you haven't caught them tickets, go cop it. They added Miami to the list, and they're going to be in your city. They have Mario. They have, of course, B2K, and they have a bunch of R&B singers. They have Sammy. They got Pretty Ricky and some other people.
Mario!
So.
Well, all I know is I got my jersey dress ready and my Air Force Ones in the box.
What team, though? What team for the dress?
The Lakers.
Okay. That purple and gold?
The purple and gold.
Hey.
I'm ready to see how this tour going to turn out, though. Not going to lie.
Make sure y'all check it out. And go get your tickets if you didn't already. It's going to be a lituation. But let's move on to Big Draco. I feel like he needs his own segment. Yes.
This is every week. Okay.
He loves it.
I think he needs his own segment, man. Every time we got news for Big Draco, well, this is big news, y'all. So apparently he is very memeable. He has been memeified. He has been painted. He has been sculpted, all of that stuff. He is now on a wall in San Antonio, Texas. This is a mural. It takes up a lot of space. And this happened right after the Breakfast Club interview. Of course, the infamous Drake interview. They went ahead and drew this thing, and this thing went viral just a few hours later.
For our audio listeners, it's really cool. It's a really great illusion. And where is this again? In Texas?
San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, San Antonio.
And this is by Colton_Valentine_Instagram.
Or just Google.
Yep. You can find it's located at the Supreme Sports Bar. So if you live in San Antonio, Texas, go to the Supreme Sports Bar and check it out. Take some pictures.
I wonder how Drake feels about all of this.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to our next slide and let's figure it out. So we actually have a DM. It's unsolicited, so we don't know who it's from, but it's regarding a possible Drake and Soulja Boy, aka Big Draco, collab. So somebody's talking to Drake, and they're basically asking, how do you feel about this whole Soulja Boy thing? I know you see it, but you've been silent. And he's like, man, just relax. We making a tune. That's in his Toronto slang voice. Basically means we're coming up with some fire, y'all.
Are you ready for this?
So he took it on a positive note. What's your issue? I'm glad. I wish we knew it was going to blow up negatively. But I'm glad that he's saying it's fun.
That's a PR move. He's smart to go with the wave.
Exactly. Stick to it. But honestly, though, Drake, you see, Drake is making amends with all his past. So he's not with the beef.
So let's hope this is real, y'all. And let us know in the comments. Do you want to hear a Drake and Big Draco collab? They did one song. Remember we made it.
The who?
We made
it.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I do know that one.
Yeah, they
we'll
have.
All right,
just type in "We Made It" on YouTube. Drake. Type in "We Made It" and you'll see Drake and Soulja Boy. Do y'all want to hear a Drake and Soulja Boy collab?
I mean, I'll be okay without hearing it, but
I'm all for it.
I mean, it's like I'm cool with it happening. I'm cool with it not happening.
I want to hear some Big Draco.
I agree.
I want to hear some Big Draco.
It's not something I can live without it, but I'll be cool with it.
Speaking of live without, you remember last week we were talking about how Soulja Boy's then moved on and he's living without Nia. He found a girl online called Tiana, and I think I remember you saying that Nia was unbothered. Am I right?
Did you say that?
Okay, well, let's see how bothered she is. As you can see, on Nia Riley's official Instagram, there are no posts, right?
No posts.
That's nothing. Okay, cool. Maybe she's doing something different, like social media.
She got an album coming out.
Exactly. Maybe she's like reinventing herself. But if you go ahead and click on her story,
like fresh start.
You will see this video pop up.
Okay.
You know what? Nobody. Cause listen. Nobody.
Who's your Valentine?
Yeah, so it says, who's your Valentine? And she used the Kodak interview.
Popular.
And you know, Valentine's Day is literally next month.
2 weeks.
So it looks like she's not it's too unbothered too, right like, now. Yeah, it looks like she ain't got nobody right now.
But that doesn't mean she's not, that doesn't mean she's bothered.
I think the fact that she posted that on social media like that, she wants somebody to see something.
But I mean, we already know because he's posting it.
Promotion. Hey, but for you have to listen. The show.
But not even that too. But we
see Soldier Boy posts. The show comes on Friday nights. Today is what?
Thursday.
The day before.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is what?
The show's old though. It was recorded a long time ago.
She wants you to watch the show.
We gonna watch the show anyways.
We gonna watch it anyways. Okay, guys? Tune exactly. in every Thursday.
Because it's exactly. super hot fire. And it's super hot fire. And I'm gonna throw this one to you, Jayla, because right. look at what we got going on right here.
Wicked.
Ooh.
Boom. Boom. Tell us who that is.
Get into it.
Okay, so we have Lil Mo giving a Lil Mo face with my lash company, BatMeLashes.com.
Ooh.
Yes. So all of the lashes that you see her on Marriage Bootcamp, Hip Hop Stars, airing every Thursday night on WeTV, the lashes are provided by BatMeLashes. So go get yours, hey. BatMeLashes.com.
I actually have on some today, too, guys.
And I have on some, too.
I might have to get
on some, too.
So. I got to get me some. My eyelashes are already thick, and they get in my way. They're kind of long, I don't know.
So check it out.
Flutter, flutter. Flip,
flip. Okay, speaking of checking it out, we're going to be checking it out next week. And what do y'all think is going to happen?
So these predictions, huh?
Yeah, man, prediction time.
Here it comes.
And now, your After Buzz TV.
Oh, this is the original right here.
Hey. I'm in my own.
All right, let's see.
Start it off, Jayla.
Predictions. So, what do we have going on? What's the challenge for next week?
We gonna
Did it show us?
I don't think we've seen.
We know we've seen more of Carl. Like some Carl's gonna do something crazy. Yeah. So
he's gonna do something real fishy. And
yeah,
we're gonna figure
real fishy. But you know they always boost it. They always boost the previews to get our suspense up, but they didn't let me know.
They want us to think that he's gonna do like some cheating stuff, but he's not.
A lot of cap.
It's kind of hard to kind of predict off of from what the previews do
because they just make it look good.
So it's kind of hard to say like my prediction, but what I do want to happen is Tiffany being able to snap out of that freaking like Disney dream that she's in.
Oh, please!
And be able to now that she's been treated nice, she can say, "Hey, I don't deserve this." Now, either we're making it work, or at the end, I know what I need to do.
Honestly, I think that too, but okay, like I keep saying, they know they're not making it work. They're already single on the show now. So I think what I want to see from Tiffany is just relax. Stop forcing Drew to do things. Just chill. Be there. You see how he's there? Be there like he's there. Just chill. Don't do no extraness. Stop snapping at him. Just chill. That's
disengage.
What I need to see.
Just disengage.
Literally, just disengage. Just let it be. So. Because we know y'all not together or probably won't be together. So just chill. Just ride the ride.
I predict that the strong couples will get stronger and the weak couples like Tiff and Drew and Soulja Boy and Nia are going to get weaker. They're going to have more and more of their problems out there. And I just think there's going to be a lot more drama, a lot more cussing out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like maybe some nook if you buck.
What's nook if you buck without... No, what's episode without Nugget Bug?
Would y'all agree that the three solid couples are Waka and Tammy, Carl and Lamo, and Sean and Jessica?
Absolutely.
And so...
They're more mature, too. You notice that they're all a little bit older. The other couples are younger, too.
Definitely. You're right. Yeah. So they kind of weighs it out. And then the other couple, you can tell the younger problems
and
have really like
married.
deep problems that it's like, okay, we can't get through this. The other couples are truly... Jessica married. And Sean are about to be, but you know, they're dang near like a married couple does. Yeah. So they have, I feel like they have more, well, I'm not going to say more time because Nia and Soulja Boy together for 10 years. And so.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, he was what, 12?
One thing I'll say is the priority is different. So like since the three couples who you named, they're a little bit older. I think they're more established in their lives and their careers.
True.
So they're not worried about the public eye. They're not worried about image. They're just worried
about if they weren't worried about the public eye, they wouldn't be having this episode.
Soulja Boy's making another comeback though. Like people like Soulja Boy and Fizz, they're still chasing the limelight.
So
like
they don't
people
need
like
to be
walking
in a relationship.
Them.
Right.
Exactly. They still have to get themselves together. They need to practice wholeness within themselves before all this other stuff. Like I think Waka and Sean and all them, they done got it out their system. Like they're older, they're more established. They've already had that.
True.
Soulja and Fizz are still chasing that lifestyle still.
Really
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Lawrence Folk, The second said hashtag disengage and hashtag ride the wave.
Thank you. Look, we need those on Twitter.
We need them on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll definitely tweet those for you tonight. Thank you so much for watching us live.
I like y'all.
And thank everybody for watching us live.
You can tune in to us live.
You can tune in to us every single Thursday. We're here every single week, y'all. We love giving y'all these after shows. So my name is Byron K. I'm one of your hosts. You can find me online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me on our Growing Up Hip Hop LA after show. Jayla, where can we find you?
You can find me flexing it on the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks, 2X3 if you nasty. And if you want some lashes, go to batmelashes.com.
Hey, get you some. Hey guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford and my Instagram at Sierra Brunet. And also with the lovely Byron on our other show, Growing Up Hip Hop LA.
Hey, we in here. Make sure y'all tune in every single week. Leave the 5 stars and give us a like. And until then, keep buzzing, y'all. Catch y'all later.
Buzz you later, bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.